Back at it again. Interestingly enough, Tom Waits' Elephant Bar Blues has gotten me into a sentimental mood. Muhammad Ali once said, man who sees the world the same way at 40 that he did at 20 has wasted 20 years of his life. Given the trajectories of life that both Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X took, I would argue that it's absolutely true. It's absolutely the way that things go. I think the ironies of life, one of them at least, is that you never quite recognize how quickly your mind and your soul and everything else has developed until you look back. You know, you look back at some of the views, you look back at some of the ways your outlook on life has changed and warped. For example, I am 27 right now. My views are a lot different than when I was 17. Now, I have no question that they will change, at least in some way, by the time I hit 37. Birthday's in a few weeks, so it's kind of this oddly sentimental mood to where it's something to the effect of experience. Experience becoming merely the amalgamation of what is around you, of what you see, of what you manage to piece together. And you'll often find the things you like, things you don't like, so on and so forth, stem from two major sources. And obviously your mind is kind of the processing tool behind it all, but it stems from two major sources, to be honest. One of them is your family. You know, the way you're brought up, the culture you're brought up in, the way your mom and dad treated you as a child, the way your mom and dad were in a relationship together, was the dad around, was the mom around, and, you know, just a myriad of just endless factors. So what we've gotten to the core, I guess, of what is kind of gathering storm, you know, it's the... Apologies for the stuttering, I'm attempting to get my thoughts together. The family is the kernel, the origin story, so to speak, of everything you've ever had to deal with in your life. Now, the second side to that equation is society. What do you see on a societal level? What is pushed at you in the media? What is pushed at you as the way to operate, if you will, in the world that you live in? You know, some media is more family-oriented, more about having challenges, but overcoming them in a mostly positive way and attempting to kind of coalesce the issues that people deal with and the solutions that people deal with, or the other way around, you know, where it just kind of glorifies... I don't know if hedonism would be the right word, but it's just constant pleasure would be kind of the glories inherent in the media, in music, in TV, and in movies and things like that. And to be 1,000% honest, I'm seeing significantly more of the latter than I am of the former. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not some, you know, I'll be the first to tell you I'm not exactly like Mr. Purity himself. I am a man, I am a product of my own time, but I think what a lot of people fail to recognize is that we're both a combination of the times we live in and the times we aspire to live in. I'm going to say that one more time. We're a combination of the times we are living in right now and the times we aspire to live in. And I think a lot of what happens is that there ends up being this sort of growing disconnect between our expectations of life, how we want to live, versus the reality of the life that we are genuinely living. For example, people want to say, I want to lose 50 pounds. Now, that's a goal, that's an ideal, that's what you want to have happen. But are you really taking steps toward that? Are you changing your diet? Are you exercising more? Are you, you know, being consistent and disciplined with the time you actually go and work out? Meaning, if you say you're going to work out in the mornings, do you get up in the morning and go work out no matter how you feel? Or flip that around, if you are the type of person who works at night, or works out at night, rather, do you do it every night, or at least several nights a week? Because Life happens, of course. You have work, school, family, dozen other things all vying for your attention. Majority of it is necessary and a chunk of it isn't. But the core recognition of life is that the amalgamation of our personality, the amalgamation of what we think and feel and believe, tends to coalesce with regards to our family and our society. Those are the two core things. The things we see around us, the things we read, the things we listen to, the things we consume, if you will, via our five senses. And then again, the brain and our mind and our heart and whatnot, they're all just different processors of about the same thing. Meaning, you know, you will take in media. You will take in the things you see around you. Depending on the societal ideal you ascribe to, and or the culture you grew up in, you're going to see things differently, you know? There are some who, I'm going to use cars as an example. Strange example, but it's true. There are going to be some that say, you know, I love Japanese cars because they have a reputation of reliability. Now, whether that's true at a certain point but not true now, whether that's constantly true or not, you know, nobody really questions it. It's just this oft-repeated point. And then flip that around to, you know, with regards to the bailouts, with regards to which car companies are quote-unquote more American. Because the ironies of globalism is that, well, globalism, global capitalism, however you want to skew it, wants cheap labor, and they will do whatever they need to cut costs, quote-unquote. So again, the way you'll view certain car brands. Some are viewed as more luxury, your Jaguars, your Mercedes-Benzes, your Bentleys, so on and so forth, versus your more utilitarian cars, your Hondas, your Toyotas, and then there are things that are, you know, quote-unquote traditional, if you will, at least in America, your Fords, your Chevys, Buicks, and so on and so forth. And even within other countries, they'll see certain car brands as more luxurious than others. For example, in Europe, Mercedes-Benz is just, you know, the same way we Americans would see Ford. It's ubiquitous, it's everywhere, it's even used as taxi cabs. And then if you, you know, look at Buick, Buick is huge in China. It's considered a luxury brand, far above the Hyundais or the Genesis brand that's just getting launched. And, you know, the irony is that one of the last American car brands is being rapidly, you know, purchased by China. Now, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, again, skews back to the way you see things. And how you see things are, again, the amalgamation of family and society. It's the way you process certain issues or certain brands, the way you feel, the way you think. It's not completely your own. Now, it can become your own, and it's on some level it is, because, again, your mind, your heart are the things that process it. But, again, the personality that you have, the thoughts and beliefs that you have, are derived almost directly, for the most part, between family and society. And I'll get more into that in depth in the next episode. For now, I'll let you chew on this. I'll be around.